Hi, everybody. We're going to call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order. And do we have minutes from last meeting? We do. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes from January 11th?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes from January 11th? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. The first order of business for today is to have the adoption of the proposed calendar for the day. And you all should have that in front of you. It is to calendar House File 1 and House File Number 35 for Thursday, January 19th. I do have an oral amendment to the proposed calendar for the day, which is after Rule 1.21 to add and 3.33. So we're clear that we have pre-filing for the two bills. Any discussion of my oral amendment? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The oral amendment is adopted. Any discussion to the proposed calendar for the day? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just seeing if our minority leader was going to speak as well, but I've raised concerns already. I appreciate the fact that you would let us as and all of the members of the minority let us know in advance what the proposed calendar for the day was going to be so that we could take a look at it and process it and think about it and so on. And that didn't happen this time. And I was just wondering, when was the decision made to actually add these to the calendar? Because I'm understanding that as a whole, minority, we were informed rather late. And I'm wondering if that's going to be something that will continue to happen, or are we going to be given proper notice? I'm wondering what your plans are.
So, Representative O'Neill, we did give notice to all members. An email went out yesterday to all members notifying them of the proposed calendar for the day. And we will certainly endeavor to give as much notice as possible, sometimes more notice as possible than on some bills than on others, as you might appreciate. We're not always certain of the calendar for the day with a week notice, but we will try to give as much notice as we can.
Mr. Chair.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, that's nice, except for the fact that yesterday, of course, we were all taking a break and celebrating Martin Luther King, which we need to do, and honoring him. And it's just a little difficult when we have a long weekend like that and to try to prepare properly for each committee. I'd also note that now Ways and Means will be meeting tonight during our normal caucus time, which is also biting into that. So we're having some issues with scheduling and with notice, noticing us yesterday for today when yesterday was a national holiday honoring a very great man is a little challenging, I believe. So I just would hope that this isn't going to set a precedence for moving forward, because I know that as far as our team here, we really want to be prepared and be able to have full and honest discussions about things. And so I would just ask that going forward, we have a little more notice than the holiday before the day that we're going to have. And I understand when we get to the end of session in particular, it's historically a little more pressed for time, but we're very early in session. We have plenty of time. We have 2 years to do budget and policy, and this just feels incredibly rushed, like we're really pushing very controversial bills very, very quickly. We're just barely at the beginning of session. We don't even have February forecast. So this just feels like an awful lot awfully fast. So I would just ask if we could just take a breath, slow down. Let's talk about things fully and vet them fully. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. Further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the calendar for the day, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. There being no further business before the committee, we are adjourned.